This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Back in 96, Not a Surf had the hit of the summer with a song called Popular. Now they're releasing a brand new album full of references to pop culture. It's called The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy. And as near as I can tell, they take on everything from Gilligan's Island to the Truffaut film Jules and Jim to what I think might be a reference to the NBC TV series Friday Night Lights. But we'll find out for sure in a moment. The band is here in our studio, and they're going to start us off with a live performance of a song called Looking Through. It's Not a Surf.
I'm not really here, I'm just looking through. I am watching your life, you're watching mine too. Can I join you for a circle on the ride? They say you die of shame, not cold in the wild. Is it true? Is it done? Is it over? Is it true? Is it done? Is it over? Are you dancing? Are you dancing at all? Are you dancing? Are you dancing at all? Move away from memory. Move to the core. I didn't notice. Every birthday candle that ever got blown out was one more year of someone trying to figure it all out. Is it true? Is it done? Is it over? Is it true? Is it done? Is it over? Are you dancing? Are you dancing at all? Are you dancing? Are you dancing at all?
Not a Surf, unplugged, live, on Soundcheck with a song called Looking Through from their new album called The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy. The members of Not a Surf, Matthew Cause playing guitar and singing, Daniel Lorca on bass doing some backing vocals, Ira Elliott, the percussionist today, contenting himself with the cajon, the South American wooden box, and some backing vocals, and the trio augmented by guitarist Doug Gillard. And Matthew, to you and the gang, thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy. That's a great title. Where does that come from?
Well, that's my dad's.
Really?
It's an expression of his that he's been using in class for a few years. And
in class?
Yeah. He says to his students something like, a bird doesn't know it's called a bird. a dog doesn't know it's called a dog, and the stars and the planets don't know that we gave them names, and it doesn't really matter to them.
Now, what kind of class could he possibly be teaching?
He's a philosophy professor.
Okay.
I failed to mention that, sorry.
It's a yoga class.
It's a driving.
Very intense say. yoga yeah. teacher.
Or mathematics, like, wow, it's going to be a real deep class.
Yeah.
So the title comes from Dad, but there are all these, I mean, it's fun to listen to the lyrics on this record because it's full of kind of allusions, markers of different kinds of other things. I mean, there's a mention of, well, I was going to say, the professor and Marianne's got to be Gilligan's Island, right?
Exactly.
But Dad's a professor.
And my mom's really called Marianne, so the thing is, I can't remember if I wrote it funny first and then thought maybe it should be serious, or if I just wrote it serious and thought, oh, no, oh, that's Gilligan's Island. Yeah. I can't remember.
It's actually your parents.
But once that's the kind of thing that even if, you know, it is a maybe arguably a serious song, but there's sometimes you write a line that's kind of goofy, but then you can't turn back.
Yep.
Like, there it is. What am I going to do? Not say. I'll always be thinking about it.
Well, the song we began with, not the one you just played, but at the top of the segment, from the record, we heard the full-on electric version of Clear Eye, Clouded Mind. Yep. Is that a takeoff on the football team slogan in Friday Night Lights, the TV series, the Clear Eye, Full Heart?
It's not. I've heard such good things about that show, and I haven't seen it, so that's an accidental reference.
Okay.
I'll follow up, though, and then I can make it a real one.
Well, then where did you get that from?
Oh, no, that's just a feeling of knowing what you're doing but not knowing what you're doing, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty good description of the songwriting process.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Things like Jules and Jim, clear reference to the Truffaut.
Yes, absolutely.
Jennifer Egan, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author, said once that she listened to your music while writing her book, A Visit from the Goon Squad. Are you guys fans of her work as well?
Yes.
I mean, do you ever draw stuff from literature?
Yeah, by accident. I mean, I love that book, and I read it before I heard that she was into us, so that was a very gratifying thing to learn. Yeah, I do. I can't think of what specifics there are. You know, there's a story by Chekhov, I think, called White Nights, and in it it says, this guy's saying something like, this is not my beautiful house. How did I get here?
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my goodness.
So you think David Byrne maybe sort of either unintentionally or intentionally drew that
in
the song Once in a Lifetime?
And, you know, obviously it's certainly no criticism. That's one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in my life. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't think I've quoted anything quite like that. I did quote my bookshelf once. We have a song called Whose Authority, and I actually read some of the titles off some of the spines of the books.
Well, the last time Not a Serf was on the show, you guys had done your covers record called If I Had a Hi-Fi, palindrome title. Are you aware that there was a Milwaukee band called If I Had a Hi-Fi and that they then put out an album called Not a Serf?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. It serves us right in a way because we'd thought of that title. We'd considered that title for an album like two records ago. And then but we dismissed it because there was that band. But here was the covers record. And I thought, it's such a good title for a covers record. We just got to do it. And then the very next day, they put out a press release saying that to thank us for that, they would call their next album Not a Serf. So,
and then they got in trouble with the World Wrestling Federation or something for some song. It's crazy.
All right. somehow we've avoided that with our Soundcheck Smackdowns. They haven't found us yet. I know they're very... Speaking of copyrights, earlier in the show, they're very protective of theirs. The band is Not a Serf. The album's called The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy. It comes out tomorrow night here in New York at the Bowery Ballroom. They're doing a sold-out concert. You'll have another chance, though, to see them here in New York at Webster Hall on April 7th. Let's hear another song. Is Waiting for Something the single?
It is.
Okay. It's the song they're going to play for us now. It's Not a Serf, live, unplugged, on Soundcheck.
So wild, what is he saying? always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. Elusive energy, hard to hold. I'm looking for it now and will be when I'm old. Whoever put that fist in the square must have been a good friend to the mayor. Driving by Spanish roundabout art, it's gotta be who you know. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. Have I known you for 10,000 days? Is there no other way to go? It always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting for something. It always feels like I'm waiting. It always feels like I'm waiting for something.
Once again, the band Not a Surf, live on Soundcheck with the song called Waiting for Something. That'll be the single on the new album, The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy, out tomorrow. Once again, Matthew Cause, Daniel Lorca, and Ira Elliott are Not a Surf. Doug Gillard playing some tasty lead guitar riffs.
We are so happy to have Doug with us. It's really amazing.
Hot Licks Gillard.
we've been fans of his for a long time, so this is kind of like a pinch me moment that he's playing all of our records.
I feel like I'm in The Pretenders all of a sudden. That's fantastic.
Very nice. So the band is playing live for us here on Soundcheck today. And it occurs to me, I started by like kind of pulling apart tiny little moments on the record before in the
right,
lyrics,
yeah.
Looking at the trees rather than the forest. I mean, the big picture of this album is, it seems like it is an album. Maybe not a concept album, but there seems to be kind of themes that run through the whole thing.
Yeah, well, one thing is that I think there's less sort of self-analysis on this one. When we did If I Had a Hi-Fi, we did a record release party over three nights where we did each of our last albums. And we had to listen to them again as a whole, and I kind of got this feeling that there maybe was enough of that stuff. And there's still some of that sort of looking in the mirror kind of material on this record. But, you know, there's also some things about the environment. There's nature, you know.
And kind of bigger issues that crop up numerous times in different songs.
Yeah.
References to getting old, aging, how long youth. How long you've known people, you know, teenage dreams, the next song. I mean, so, you know, kind of time, looking back, looking forward, kind of wondering where you are, where you're going. I mean, was that
that's
conscious?
Not on purpose, but I think it's just by taking away some of the art stuff, that's what's left. And we've been singing about those kinds of things for a long time. It's just that now that we actually are older, it's really more obvious and there's more of it. But yeah, definitely. I mean, our place in the world, you know, where you... How you feel about your life, it's so confusing now. There's so much input that it's hard to just be and, you know, have a calm thought.
Well, to go back to the idea of illusions, whether intentional or not, this song, Teenage Dreams, you know, Katy Perry had the big T teenage dream, singular.
Right.
You had the album title Let Go, which Avril Lavigne had. Are these coincidences, or are you actually kind of casting a sidelong glance at
that
the top
one's
of the pop charts?
Well, Teenage Dreams is absolutely a coincidence because it just felt like the right title, but I wasn't even going to look up how many songs were with that name. I'm sure it's hundreds. There's just no point.
Right.
You know, but Let Go, yeah, we were really into that as an album title, and then we learned that Avril Lavigne's record was coming out at the same time, and we're like, you know what? Doesn't matter. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
All right. Ira, you have the rare advantage of playing an instrument upon which you sit.
Yes, it's a double double.
So,
gift.
Very very handy thing to have on the subway.
That, and you can put your your laundry in it when you're traveling. It's fantastic.
This is a South American instrument.
I believe it's. I've told it's a South American based on actual. They used to play actual boxes on
right.
when they would load dock loading and whatever, mm-hmm. and they would jam and they would play an actual box, and it's developed into this fine instrument.
So how different are these songs when you're not behind a kit, but rather just sitting on a wooden box?
I don't know. How different are they? I have to ask the other guys. They're basically the same to me. It's the same propulsive. To me, it sounds like a drum set from a room away. Like you're
right,
sort of closing a door
exactly.
and you're two rooms away. It's sort of a quiet drum set in the next apartment. That's mm-hmm. what it sounds like to me.
And to you guys playing acoustic guitars, it sounds like you can hear acoustic guitars.
Yeah, it feels the same, actually, to me. I sometimes prefer this over the electric.
Yeah,
you know,
it's... I'm a loud drummer. It's nice to be sort of something that can turn the volume down on me a little bit.
All right. Well, let's hear all of the members of Not a Surf once again with a song called Teenage Dreams. The album's called The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy. It's a live performance on Soundcheck.
But I get the right answers. Move to a tier by a subway break dancer. It's never too late for teenage dreams. It's never too late. It's never too late for teenage dreams. Teenage dreams. Mark that speed in between the days when the tremor ceases and the overstock of these easy times has the warnings of birds in coal mines. Sometimes I ask the wrong questions, but I get the right answers. Move to a tier by a subway break dancer. Never too late for teenage dreams. You'll get through the days when you're way too late. And the clouds eat the top off of the Empire State. Even those days. Listening through everyone's over talking, we sit, we wait, and we empty our plates. Let's prove it this year, something's coming. Sometimes I ask the wrong questions, but I get the right answers. Move to a tier by a subway break dancer. It's never too late for teenage dreams. It's never too late. It's never too late for teenage dreams. Teenage dreams. Sometimes I ask the wrong questions, but I get the right answers.
volunteer by a subway breakdancer. A subway breakdancer, teenage dreams. A subway breakdancer, teenage dreams. A subway breakdancer.
Once again, Not a Surf, live, unplugged, on soundcheck. The song Teenage Dreams will be on the new record, The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy, which is out tomorrow. Matthew Caws, guitar and vocals, Daniel Lorca, bass and backing vocals, Ira Elliott, percussion, backing vocals, with Doug Gillard playing guitar. And the band Not a Surf, longtime indie rock favorites out of Brooklyn. Matthew, you guys were indie and Brooklyn before either of those became kind of like signifiers of something.
That's weird.
I mean, do you feel like you've lived through a transformation of where you live and how people see your area of Brooklyn?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Daniel moved there way before I did in like 1990 or something, 89.
89, 90.
Yeah. And I moved out there so I wouldn't have to take the train home anymore. It was kind of sketch and it never came and there was no one on it. But yeah, at the time there was like one, it's called the El Cafe. Mm-hmm. That was the only business other than a deli. And now it closed. I feel they should have gotten grandfathered in forever. But yeah, every time we'd come back from like a 2-month tour, we'd be like, what is that restaurant?
Yeah, yeah.
What? It's insane.
But just what people mean now when they say a band out of Brooklyn or, you know, I mean, Brooklyn, especially Williamsburg and indie rock, have just they've become like synonymous now. Which, Daniel, when you first moved there, you wouldn't have even dreamed. Speak of teenage dreams, you wouldn't have had such a dream back then.
No, it didn't. It didn't seem like that was going to happen. I mean, we did have a pretty good idea that something would happen. We were sort of the second generation that arrived. The first ones were artists, plastic artists, and sculptors that arrived probably about 10 or 15 years before we did.
Right. All right, so Not a Surf, pioneers on the Brooklyn indie scene, and once again, the new album coming out tomorrow is called The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy. They've been playing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Guys, thanks so much for being with us.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow night's show at the Bowery Ballroom is sold out. You'll have another chance to see them at Webster Hall here in New York on April 7th. Final bit of music here from the band Not a Surf, wrapping up Soundcheck today. Tomorrow we hear the latest news from the karaoke front and ask what you've been singing at the bars lately. Plus a live performance from a group that's taken on everything from Dixieland jazz to Baroque classics, the Canadian Brass. And don't forget to nominate a super collector. Do you know someone with an absurdly large collection of music or music memorabilia? Tell us all about it. At our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, we'll be doing a Super Collector series the week of February 13th. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Rachel Smith. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.
The stars are indifferent to astronomy.